listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The third cold front in as many days is rolling over the southern part of the state, where a severe weather warning remains in place. Wind speeds have reached 135 k's an hour at Cape Lewin and 117 at Bickley, while thousands of properties are still without power. Forecasters say the strong winds will start to ease late tonight. The Greens have indicated they'll fully support the federal government's climate change legislation. It means it'll pass Parliament and enshrine a 43% emissions reduction target by 2030 into law. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is urging the coalition to also support the bill, saying it's time to end the climate wars.
This is an opportunity for the whole of the Parliament to be on the right side of history, to put aside the conflict.
A man remains in hospital 4 days after being shot by police in the Wheatbelt. He's accused of approaching an officer while armed with knives in Pingerley. He was tasered, then shot. The police commissioner says they've met with the local community who are supporting police. Moderna's COVID vaccine will be offered for vulnerable children over the age of 6 months starting on September 5. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says the first batch will start arriving within hours.
250,000 doses of the Moderna paediatric vaccine for under 5-year-olds are in the air right now and are expected to land in Australia later tonight.
In sport, Fremantle is weighing up a number of changes to their lineup for a heated clash with the Western Bulldogs this weekend. And the Adelaide Crows CEO has apologised to Eddie Betts over a pre-season camp in 2018. The AFL champion has described it as a weird and disrespectful experience in his autobiography. Tim Silvers says he's sorry.
I think we can move forward, but we'd like to say sorry to Eddie and anyone else that had a negative experience throughout the camp.
Listener.